This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. At 46, Steve Case has built a career full of superlatives. He founded America Online and turned it into the country's most successful internet service provider. But Case also guided one of the messiest corporate mergers in recent history when AOL joined forces with Time Warner in 2000. That so-called deal of the century turned into a financial disaster. By 2003, Case gave up his position as chairman of AOL and walked away from the company. Since then, many wondered what his next move might be. Case is answering that question this week, unveiling a new company called Revolution. Case says it's a private holding company that will invest in businesses that focus on wellness, leisure, and healthcare. Case says the healthcare system is overdue for what he calls disruptive change.
Well, as you know, the healthcare system is huge, and everybody's sort of mad at it. Consumers really feel like they're not at the center of it. They feel kind of at the periphery of it. They feel like everybody other than them makes the most important decisions in their lives, which is about the health of themselves and their family members. So our idea is to put consumers back at the center of the healthcare system and build businesses around consumers that do give them more choice and control and convenience. For example, if you wake up and you think your kid might have a strep throat, right now the options are either to rush to the emergency room or to call and hopefully get an appointment at a family doctor and then sometimes sit around in the waiting room for a few hours. That's not very convenient. We think there are other ways to create more convenient settings. And some of the companies that we're interested in are doing this in Target stores and other places where you can walk in without an appointment and in 15, 20 minutes later, walk out knowing what's the deal and whether you need a prescription. It's just a much more convenient, affordable way for people to access healthcare or ways to give them more control of their spending. A lot of people use programs like Quicken to track their family finances. Why isn't there the equivalent of Quicken for their family's healthcare? So there's just a lot of opportunities that we see in the healthcare system, really trying to revolutionize it by putting consumers back at the center.
You know, many people have tried to change America's healthcare system. Some have tried wholesale change. Others have tried to tinker around the edges. But few people walk away and can claim success. So how will this be different?
Well, I understand that, and I realize the challenge here is not without risk. But I think the opportunity is great. So I recognize it's a difficult problem. I recognize there's a lot of large entrenched companies with their own interests that they'll try to protect. But hopefully Revolution will be able to align the interest of consumers and really get a passionate group of entrepreneurs who really do want to change the world and build big businesses in the process. And that's what we're going to try to do with Revolution Health.
Your interest in wellness and healthy living, is this a businessman savvy as you look at a nation filled with baby boomers who are now marching into their twilight years? Or is this driven by personal experience?
It's both. I do believe that this is a big business opportunity. Obviously, healthcare is the largest industry in our country. It's $1 out of $6 of the GNP. It soon will be $1 out of $5. So it is a huge industry. And if you do things in a better way, you can build huge businesses. So that certainly is part of it. But it is partly based on my personal experience, just being a parent and dealing with issues like kids being sick. And my brother recently was diagnosed with brain cancer, then died from brain cancer. And so looking at that process kind of gave me more of a almost an insider's look at the healthcare system through the prism of him and his suffering and some of the inconvenience that he experiences dealing with his everyday challenges. And so I think this is something that resonates with people. Almost everybody has some story to tell about somebody in their family dealing with some problem related to the healthcare system.
You've been called the architect of some say one of the worst mergers in America, some say one of the rockiest mergers. Whatever they say, the words aren't always kind. Do you feel like you have to prove yourself in some way? Do you feel the weight of history on your shoulders as you go forward?
Well, not really. I certainly am sorry things didn't come out better for the employees and the investors, and there's some frustration about that. At the same time, I look back on the development of AOL, and I'm proud of what we and our team built. And even a couple of months after I stepped down in 2003, the Wall Street Journal did an article and rated the best performing stocks of the previous 10 years, and AOL was number one. More so than Microsoft or Cisco or any other company. So for that 10-year period, we really built something extraordinary, and that was even after the merger and after the decline of the stock from the merger. So I think there's a lot to be proud of. I think there also are a lot of lessons to learn. Hopefully I'll be able to bring some of those lessons to bear as we build Revolution. And a lot of that really is about staying focused on the consumers.
Help me understand exactly what Revolution is.
it's a really a holding company that will have a branded approach to building businesses. So while some businesses we have will retain their existing names, in most cases over time we'll try to build up the Revolution brand name, much as Richard Branson has built the Virgin brand name. But we don't want to start businesses from scratch. Our preference is to partner with existing entrepreneurs and typically buy control of their company. So they maintain some interest, but we have a controlling interest, which then enables us to take a really long-term view, looking about 10, 20 years out, not just this quarter or next quarter, and really try to build a very successful business that can have a constructive impact on things like healthcare. So it really is an approach to building businesses. It's a little bit of a blend between what Branson did with Virgin, what Warren Buffett's done with Berkshire Hathaway, buying businesses and then trying to run them for the long term, not really intending to sell them as so many of the buyout firms do now. They're buying businesses with the intent when they buy them to sell them a few years later. When we buy a business, our intent is to keep it for many, many years, maybe forever. And we're just trying to bring that hybrid approach of Virgin and Berkshire Hathaway to bear on some emerging opportunities, particularly in things like healthcare.
Interesting that you mentioned Branson and Virgin, because he is so much a part of that. His personality sort of embodies the company, and he jumps out of planes, and you see him in his commercials. You've always been known as someone who's a bit quieter, who prefers to step off the stage and work quietly. Are we going to see a sort of much more gregarious Steve Case than we've
probably
seen in the past?
Probably not. Richard is a friend. I have a lot of respect for him, but I don't think you'll see me jumping out of planes anytime soon. I think he's braver than I am, and just more of a showman than I am. I wouldn't expect Steve Case to suddenly become Richard Branson.
Steve Case, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Steve Case, his new business venture is called Revolution.